I got a new computer.
No way, Kyle, really?
Yeah, well, my old computer was kind of a piece of shit. It was an E-machine, which right off the bat, if you know anything about computers, that basically means piece of shit.
It does, yeah.
But they're really not that bad. It's just that they're not made with quality components and they don't last that long.
Yeah.
But for the time being, when you first get it, they're actually nice machines for the money. But I'd had it for a while and it was starting to crap out on me. It was giving me all kinds of weird like corruption errors, which maybe, I don't know that much about viruses and spyware and stuff. Maybe it could have been that kind of shit, but I think it was like my hard drive or maybe my memory or maybe both failing.
Yeah.
So I decided to get a new computer instead of just messing with all that stuff, trying to get it fixed.
Yeah. Brand new Dell.
Well, first I looked at some computer from Walmart.
Yeah.
And I asked a couple of people I know who are into computers, who know more about them than I do, what do you think about this computer? Should I get it? It seemed like a good deal. And they said, go fuck yourself. That's the worst deal ever. I mean, it's good for the money, but...
They're all about building their own, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So then one of my friends said, why don't you look at Dell? If you're going to buy a pre-made machine, why don't you look at Dell? So I did, and I bought one, and then I asked... one of my other friends who's into computers and shit, and they're like, you got a Dell? Oh my God, what a retard. I can't believe you got a Dell. Okay, so I can't fucking win then, I guess.
Yeah.
And of course, later on, after I purchased the Dell, another friend said, oh, you should have asked me. I would have built you a computer.
Yep.
Well, okay, I mean, that's nice, but I didn't, you know, how am I supposed to know that?
And that takes time. He's got to help you order all the shit.
Right.
And you got to wait.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I ended up having to wait anyway because Dell.
Yeah.
Fucking Dell. I ordered the thing in February and it was supposed to ship in February and then it didn't. And then it was supposed to ship in March and then it didn't. And then it was supposed to ship again in March and then it didn't. And they weren't giving me any reasons. They just said it wasn't shipping. And then finally I got it and it was supposed to come with a mouse and keyboard, which isn't a big deal. I already had a mouse and keyboard, but it didn't. Come with a mouse and keyboard.
You paid for it, yeah.
Right. I still need to contact them about that.
Yeah.
There's a big box that the tower came in, and on top of it was a little box, like inside, and it had two compartments, and one, the yeah. big compartment was completely empty. I think that's where the mouse and keyboard were supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah.
And the little compartment had like the power cord and some manuals and a CD or DVD or whatever.
Yeah, they fucked you.
So, okay. So it took forever to get it, and I didn't get everything that I ordered, although I did get a pretty nice 24-inch monitor, and the computer's nice. It's a quad-core, which I believe means good. I'm pretty sure I heard that somewhere.
It's got the word quad in it.
It's got
Come
a
on.
DVD burner,
yeah.
HDMI output if I needed it, which I don't, but...
it's pretty sweet, yeah.
And supposedly it has at least a decent sound card in it. I mean, it's got a... like surround sound crazy bullshit that I'm not using because I'm just using headphones, but it's yeah. got all these ports for plugging in satellite speakers and all kinds of garbage.
Oh man.
But today was the first day that I hooked up all the podcasting shit to try to do a show.
Yeah.
And it didn't work right. Like first of all, the computer seemed to be limiting the audio levels, like the volume of the recording. Like no matter what I did on tweaking my mixer, like turning the audio volumes up and down.
Yeah.
No matter what I did, it wouldn't change on the computer. Like the computer was recording at the same level no matter what. And I couldn't figure out how, I still don't really know how I figured out how to change that. And then there was all kinds of weird like electronic noise, like a that seemed to be coming from nowhere. Yeah. Like it was coming from the jack itself. Like no matter whether I had any sound coming through the cord or not, there was just this and I've been messing with it for like, it's like 3:30 in the morning right now. We sat down to do this at least like an hour and a half ago, at least. Yeah. And I've been messing with it ever since then. I think I finally got it to a place that I'm happy with.
Yeah. And if it sounds like shit, I mean, you should have heard it before. It was horrible.
It was god awful.
This is the best we got.
And I've got
right
Windows
now.
7 now. And Windows 7 is nice in a lot of ways, but in a few ways, it treats you like you're a retard.
Yeah.
And because it treats you like a retard, if you're not a retard, it's very difficult to figure out how to do anything because all the like options that used to be there in XP or even in like Windows 95 are just gone.
They're
and
hidden.
Instead, like, you know, something that used to have like three sliders and a bunch of check boxes and all kinds of different stuff all yeah. of a sudden is reduced to one slider or like one button. It's like, what the fuck? Okay. All right. And I went to look at my sound card and like the device drivers and shit to see if I could update the drivers. the button to update my drivers is just grayed out. Like I can't click it. Like, I mean, sure, maybe there isn't a newer driver. I didn't know yet, but I couldn't, even if I had one,
You're supposed to click it and then it seeks out to see if you can update.
And even if it couldn't find them, I could have made, like, sometimes I could have maybe found it myself, but it won't even let me try. Like, no, you'll probably just fuck things up.
Yep.
No, we've disabled that option. We just left the button to piss off people who know what it means.
Man.
I love computers, but sometimes I fucking hate computers.
Yeah, Kyle was getting so pissed.
I was so mad. I wanted to throw the goddamn thing out the window.
I saw you kick your headphone cord.
I was getting so pissed. And then I like unplugged the cord from the back. There's like two mic inputs. There's one on the back and one in the front. I unplugged it from the back and plugged it into the front. And all of a sudden the noise was different. Like there was less of it and it sounded different.
I think, yeah. And the big part, you just couldn't figure it out because of Windows 7.
Windows 7. Goddamn. And, yeah, so I got a new computer. Hopefully that'll help. It's got a terabyte hard drive as opposed to my 100 gig hard drive, so I won't have to delete old shows as often as I used to.
Yeah, terabyte is good for all the girls out there. I'm sure they have no idea what that means.
Yeah, a terabyte is like a trillion million.
That sounds like it's megs. Terrible. Terabyte.
It does sound kind of like a monster or something.
Pterodactyl.
Yeah, like I got a terabyte. Can somebody take me to the emergency room? Yeah. No, it's a good thing. It's a whole Very bunch good. More space. And the thing is, this is probably boring, actually, but I'm so frustrated and I have to talk about it. But the thing is, the shows, when we record them as a WAV file. And a WAV file is uncompressed. And all you really need to know about that, if you don't know what I'm talking about, all that really means is that it's as big as it has all the information in it that an audio file could have. So it's as big as it could possibly be. So these are huge files. So if I had every episode we've done up to this point on my old computer, I would have run out of space by now.
Yeah.
In WAV format. So I had to convert them all to MP3s like I do when I put them on the internet. That compresses them, makes them a lot smaller. Well, so all I have are the old MP3s, and because they're compressed, they lose information. So if I need to edit them again later, they won't sound as good because I'll have to decompress them and then recompress them. And it's kind of like if you had like a cassette tape with a bunch of audio on it, and you recorded it to another cassette tape and then gave that to a friend. And then that friend made a copy of that cassette tape, recorded it to another one, gave that to a friend, and that friend did it again. Every time you do that, it gets a little crappier.
Yeah.
So like for making promos and things like that, I have to use the old episodes and it ends up sounding like we're talking through like a walkie-talkie or something. It's bad news. So it's good that I have all this extra space now.
Yeah. It's a good thing, girls.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, girls.
Because girls are dumb.
One positive, I think, is that I think the computer makes less noise now, like the fan or whatever, because we have a noise gate that cuts off the background noise. And you might have noticed, especially in the last episode, for some reason, it was really bad in the last episode. There were like parts of words that would get cut off and stuff. And that's because this compressor thing that we have that has a noise gate on it, what it does is when the volume gets below a certain level, it just turns it off.
Yeah.
So that all the weird background noise that would be like which is relatively quiet is below that certain volume level. So that just gets turned off. So you don't hear it.
Yeah.
But that means like if I talk below a certain level, that gets cut off too. Yeah. It'll get cut off like that.
It's like,
But now it doesn't seem to be as bad. But like last episode, I noticed there were a bunch of places. It was only me too, where I was apparently talking really low and you'd only hear half the word I said. You'd have to fill in the blanks.
It wasn't bad.
So,
You done ranting?
I feel a little better now, even though that was probably boring, but I feel a little better now. Yeah, I needed to just fucking...
You were really pissed, bitch. And it was funny, because you'd test it out, and then you'd be like, I am really pissed off.
Yeah,
I was trying not to laugh.
I couldn't figure it out.
Because I'm frustrated too, but I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, so I'm just kind of waiting on you, you know, because I can't really see what you're doing, so...
Okay.
All right, on to the show.
On with the show. So we were watching TV the other day.
Yeah.
And there's this commercial we've been seeing lately for a product. I don't remember who it's by, but it is a no-touch hand soap dispenser.
Oh, yeah.
And the idea is you touch your hand soap dispenser when you pump the soap out of it or whatever mm-hmm. with dirty fucking hands. And so it gets all nasty and dirty. It's covered in germs. You don't want to touch that shit. So here's a hand soap dispenser with like a motion detector. So it just does it for you.
But wait,
you wash your hands immediately after using the hand soap dispenser. That's the whole point. So what difference does it make? Like, I don't care if you stuck the hand soap dispenser up your ass. I'm going to wash my hands right afterwards.
That's a good point.
It doesn't matter.
It's so silly, yeah. And you know people out there are going to be buying this.
Oh, of course they are.
The place
and
I
it
work.
Probably, it must take batteries, right? So it's gotta, they're going to be shelling out tons on batteries.
Yeah.
What a fucking waste of time.
Yeah.
I don't really understand germaphobes to begin with, though. Like people, and they're not even all germaphobes. It's just there are certain people who are not necessarily irrationally afraid, but they just are a little more concerned about germs than other people. And I don't get it.
I don't either. Are you talking about like on an average level? Because there are the extreme like obsessed.
There are the crazy people who are like, I have to wash my hands 5 times a day to make the voices go away. That's not what I mean.
Okay.
But like the kind of people who will like, they'll open the bathroom door with their sleeve.
Yeah.
You know,
because, I know somebody like that. Yeah.
Because everybody touches that bathroom door handle and a lot of people don't wash their hands because they're filthy animals. And so the bathroom door handle is really gross. So you're not going to touch it. But you touch so many things throughout the day that are probably worse. Like money, especially. Do you wash your hands every time you like hand over a 20?
Yeah. This person I know, I'm sure they're always carrying sanitizer, you know?
Oh, that's another. Yeah, people do that all the time.
But
I understand.
They're still kind of on the average level. I don't know if it's because they get sick all the time. Because as a child, they were sheltered from all the germs, you know?
Maybe.
They had to wash their hands all the fucking time.
I know some people, yeah, they do get sick a lot. Like I have said before that I don't really get sick, which isn't exactly true, but I don't get sick like other people do. Like other people will sometimes get the flu and be literally out for a week. Like they'll be in bed with the sniffles and with a horrible stomach pain.
Feeling
and just
like
doubled
they're
over,
gonna die.
Puking for a week. All they can keep down is like water and 7-Up. Like, and I don't get like that, like almost ever. I do get colds and I get headaches, but I don't really get like that.
Yeah, and you're better in like a couple days.
Like usually like a, well, with the colds, I almost wonder if it's almost like allergies. I always thought I didn't have allergies.
Yeah, you get sniffles and kind of a headache and then it goes away the next day.
But I get sort of stuffed up on a fairly regular basis. I wonder if it is allergies, like almost like a hay fever kind of thing. Only I don't know what it would be because it wouldn't be hay fever because I had it all winter. I mean, some of that I'm sure was a cold, but.
Well, did you have that before you were smoking?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Allergies, yeah.
I didn't cough as much before I was smoking. I could be like maybe slightly allergic to pet dander or something. I don't know. Like, because you guys have cats.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
My mom had cats, and I was often like, you know, like sometimes when I would say I was sick because, you know, there's like boogers and shit up there. But there are other times where you're kind of stuffed up and it must be swelling or something because there doesn't appear to be anything in there.
Inflammation.
You know what I mean? So I think that maybe could be allergies. But that's. Anyway,
that sucks balls, Kyle.
Anyway, my point was I don't get germaphobes because you don't like you touch things all fucking day. You shake hands with other people.
You're breathing
shit all
day,
over the place. I mean, yeah, there's probably more shit in the air than there is on the bathroom door handle.
Oh, yeah.
And you open the bathroom door handle with your sleeve. You're wearing that shirt, asshole. What the fuck do you think is going to happen? That the germs are just going to be like, oh, you won.
I can't survive in this sleep. No.
And girls, like, it's mostly girls. Guys do this too, though. But it's mostly girls. When they have to go to the bathroom, in a public bathroom, or sometimes even, I think, at other people's houses, as long as it's not their own.
Yeah.
They will either hover or they'll put toilet paper down, or if it's in a public bathroom, sometimes they have those like seat protectors.
Yeah.
They'll put that shit down before they'll sit on the seat. And I understand, like, if you go into a public bathroom, sometimes you look at the toilet seat and it's like, holy shit.
It can be pretty bad, yeah.
Like the last person who used this pissed all over it, and then a big fat person came in and sat down and like their asshole didn't quite go over the hole and like they just left a big fudge smear on the back of the toilet seat. Like that I understand. But if you look at it and it looks clean, yeah, people have been putting their dirty ass on it all day. What do you think is going to happen?
Their dirty ass, yeah.
What do you think is going to happen? I mean, it's been, you're not going to get anything from it. What are you going to get? Like the ass sniffles?
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen? Well, I don't want my ass to be dirty. You shit out of your ass all day long.
Yeah.
Like, your ass is part of the problem.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think?
Your hands are probably dirtier throughout the day than your ass. Well, I think they are. Yeah.
I really don't get it. Like, do you know what is the purpose? Like, you don't want to sit on the dirty toilet seat.
Yeah. I don't know. I think girls are just generally disgusted by women's bathrooms because I think they're worse than the guys.
I've heard that. I haven't gone in a lot of women's bathrooms. Like, I know, like, the furnishments are usually nicer. Like, a lot of women's bathrooms have couches.
Yeah.
Which I don't fully understand.
Yeah.
But I've heard that, like, women are apparently worse in terms of, like, being disgusting assholes in the bathroom. Yeah. Like, I read an article one time. I don't remember where. But some guy was talking about when he used to be a janitor, he would dread cleaning the women's bathroom because the women's bathroom was the only one he ever went in where he would see shit like literal shit smeared on the walls and, you know, like,
what the fuck?
Piss everywhere. Like, apparently the guys don't really do that. Yeah. Although you would think that that would be more of a guy thing.
Yeah. Guys, I'm sure that happens in the guys, but if you go to like the bar, there's pee and wetness all over around the, you know, the urinal.
Yeah.
Like, come on guys. Oh, I'm so drunk. I can't.
At least that sort of makes sense because we have to sort of point it. And if you're fucking wasted.
Drunk girls maybe spraying or just lazy people. I don't know. Lazy girls or women, you know, spraying.
Have you ever seen a girl pee? Like, not like been in the room with her, but have you ever seen it like come out?
Yeah, once.
It's extremely inelegant. It does kind of spray. Like,
yeah.
Like, there's no, it's not really a stream. It's almost like if you, like when you put your thumb over a garden hose.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That's the weird thing. Did I tell you, and did I talk about this, when Aldi and I were drunk and we went outside and peed together, she was peeing in like a stream. I don't know if she was pinching it up or something.
Or are you talking about the time that you guys like pissed off the balcony, basically?
Basically, yeah.
And Aldi's like standing up to pee.
That
like,
kind of changed everything because I was like, I thought it was like just a spray, you know, and it kind of came out, you know, kind of like you said, the hose, you know, when you pinch your thumb over it and it's like kind of getting there, but in the distance, just spray.
Yeah.
But not with her. I don't know what she did. Maybe she had a trick.
Well, if she was peeing standing up and it was like streaming forwards, then yeah, she was doing something.
She had to be.
But I've heard girls can do that. Like maybe not all of them, but like that it is possible for a girl to stand up and sort of position it in such a way, like I guess they kind of pull up on it.
Yeah.
And they can stand up and pee.
Well, I've seen it in the pornos too. But anyway. But yeah, continuing.
Continuing on to what? I don't know. Let's talk about how girls pee.
Well, you know the pornos where it's getting real good and then they start peeing and then you're like, oh
yes.
Fuck.
Oh my God.
We've seen that. I'm sorry I brought that up.
I have totally gotten into a porno before and been like, this is the stuff. And then all of a sudden she starts peeing. Like,
yeah.
And sometimes it's ridiculous. Like, I mean, I understand that some people are into like golden showers. Like, I want you to pee on me. I don't know if it has to do with being degraded. Like, yeah. I'm a bad boy or, you know, or I'm worthless. I'm a piece of shit. I want you to pee on me. I don't know what it is, but I know some people are into that. But sometimes it's just like they'll be fucking or something, or the girl will be getting naked and doing like a strip tease, and then all of a sudden she just squats and pees on the floor.
Yeah.
So it's not even about like being peed on, like any kind of weird,
it's
like psychological thing. You just want to see them pee.
Yeah.
It's like
it's all about what people get off on.
I guess just because you're not supposed to. Like normally, I'm not supposed to see people pee. So
naughty. Yeah.
I don't know. Do you believe in female ejaculation?
Ejaculation?
Yeah, not female orgasms. I mean, I know those are
fuck
real.
Fuck you.
You know what I mean, right? Because
I do.
Some girls are supposedly squirters, and they like there's a liquid that comes out. But I've heard differing stories. There are some people who say it's absolutely a real thing, and there's this liquid. But I've never heard anybody like say what the liquid is, except for the people who claim that it's not a real thing. And what it really is that the girls lose control a little bit and pee when they're having sex.
Here's the thing. My ex-girlfriend was a squirter. I don't give a shit. Fuck it. I'm telling the world.
Yeah.
She was a squirter.
She's not listening.
And I kind of made her a squirter. Like,
What is that?
Anyways.
You were just so good?
No, like
you said, I love it when you squirt, baby.
No, I think I I don't know how it went down. I might have been drunk, but I think I was like, you know, are you gonna come? Just let it go. And she's like, okay. And then she squirted. But it was,
did she
really
shit herself like a woman giving birth?
No, it was super fucking embarrassing because she's like, oh my god, I just peed myself. And I'm like, I really don't know what you did. And I'm like, kind of grossed out.
Well, you guys didn't have sex, right?
No.
So you were down there.
I used my hand.
Ah, okay.
I wasn't so good with the tongue, you know?
Okay. Well, because
keep going.
If you were down there with your face, well, anyway, you're not done. So go ahead and finish.
Well, basically we were both curious and I went online and like you said, like nobody kind of knew. Everybody would say they knew, like it's pee or it's diluted pee or no, it's cum.
Right.
I still don't really know. All I know is it didn't smell like piss. So, but then again, when you drink a lot of beer or whatever liquid and you go pee and it's clear.
Yeah. Yeah.
It that doesn't smell like piss. Like when I peed myself in the shit. When I, did I talk about that?
Which time? What are we talking about?
When I peed,
I don't know.
I pissed myself in the car.
You've had
anyway,
some pee adventures, so I don't know.
I pissed myself in the car cause I couldn't hold it and I was on my way home. And I went to clean it up and it didn't smell like pee. So,
right. Yeah. Because like, I've noticed, well, you know, obviously like, well, maybe not obviously, I don't know if everybody knows this or not, but when you eat a bunch of asparagus, your piss smells funny.
Oh, yeah.
Like different things can affect it. Like,
okay.
And I've noticed, you know how, like, I guess it's the more dehydrated you are, the more color there is.
Oh yeah.
So like sometimes if you are really dehydrated and it's almost like a slightly orangish color, you know what I mean.
Don't I know what that, you mean.
You know what I mean. So that's going to be worse.
Yeah. Oh,
so maybe she just was well hydrated.
Maybe.
It's a possibility.
So I have no idea.
I would think if it was a real thing and it was a separate fluid.
Yeah.
That somebody would know.
And they would teach somebody it like sex ed.
Yeah. Somebody would have tested it by now and been like, oh, I know what this is.
Yeah.
So, and since the only specific thing I've ever heard from anybody about what it is that it's pee, I kind of have to assume that it's pee.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to ask the listeners if there's any squirters out there.
I have never personally been with one, so I don't really know.
Like, yeah, I don't know. Like what they think it is, I don't know. I can say I don't believe it's like a female semen, you know, like ejaculate.
There's no female sperm in there.
You know what I meant, Chloe.
I know what you meant. Yeah. So yeah, I was just curious about that because I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Interesting.
But my guess is pee.
I diluted pee. Yeah, that sucks.
Diluted with what?
I don't know.
With water?
I don't know. Because, like, you know, again, watching the pornos and, like, the squirting videos.
Yeah, I don't watch those.
Are they all hydrated? I mean, or is it just always a clear, like, pissing liquid, you know?
I don't watch them. Like I said, they gross me out. But I think part of the reason they gross
me
out is
seen
because
them. I'm not saying, like, I was sitting there watching it.
I have, but it's been a really, really long time. Like for some reason, I don't encounter those accidentally.
Okay.
And I've only encountered the pee ones a few times accidentally. Okay. Like it's not like all the goddamn time.
Yeah.
But.
Okay.
So you had some things you wanted to talk about. Although you were, you were saying that you thought they were really dumb. But I think that we should talk about them.
I was kind of pissed off the other day because before we lived here, we lived at another apartment complex, and it was kind of ghetto luck here, but not, you know, ghetto. Well, these fucking ducks, man. We call them, Aldi and I call them the ghetto ducks.
Yeah.
They're ghetto ducks. Well, they've made their way here this spring.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was home alone the other day, and I hear these goddamn ducks, and they're not like normal ducks, you know. They're fucking loud as shit. They don't give a fuck, man.
Yo,
they're
wah, wah, wah,
wah. It's loud. It's like, and they're right outside, like, and they wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Bouncing a basketball off the hood of your car.
So loud, and it went on forever. And I was hungover, and it just sucked. But I just wanted to, I wanted to ask, I guess, if anyone has ever encountered a ghetto duck.
I used to live at the same apartment complex you're talking about, and I don't remember.
Never heard the ghetto ducks.
Any ghetto ducks?
God damn, they're annoying. It's like a duck that drank some like radioactive fluid or toxic waste or something and mutated
like
into
a super duck.
Yeah, like a super shredder, you know.
Oh my god, super shredder.
Yeah.
How cool was that? Man, that's, I've talked about how like details in movies will piss me off sometimes or just eat at me.
Oh man, yeah.
And in that movie, I let it go because I love Ninja Turtles so much. But even when I was a little kid, the first thing I thought when I saw Super Shredder,
yeah.
The first thing I thought was probably awesome. And then the second thing I thought was, how did his armor and his outfit and everything mutate like along with him?
See, I never
like,
thought all got, about that.
All of a sudden it was different. Like some, like he had some kind of like metal smith underneath all this garbage with him or whatever. Yeah. And he built him a new suit right then
just
and there.
Fit. Yeah. It didn't pop all off and he was naked.
It was all different.
Yeah.
It had, yeah. Anyway.
Oh, and yeah. And it was different. Yeah. Like,
it wasn't just bigger. It wasn't like when the Incredible Hulk gets huge, but for some reason the crotch section of his pants don't tear off.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't like that. It was like, it was a completely different outfit. Anyway. But yeah, ghetto ducks. I don't know. The only ducks like I've ever really encountered, they all make the same sound and it's not even really a quack. It's not like, meh. It's like,
fucking.
And it's like they're mumbling to themselves.
Yeah. And I do love the duck over the goose, you know.
Yeah.
And I swear I've heard some ghetto geese.
I have heard some annoying fucking geese. Like,
I think they're all annoying, so I just call all geese ghetto.
They're all ghetto.
Because they think they're so important.
I think geese are ghetto ducks.
Maybe. But it's that honk, like, me.
And they have no fear. Like
every time I hear the honk, I hear, like, shuh. Over and over. It's so obnoxious. And
if geese had hands, they would probably be robbing people left and right. Because like they'll come up to you in the park. And
like
be
when
like,
you got the bread, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Give me some of that shit. Come on, nigga.
And all the ducks, yeah. We've talked.
And the ducks just run away. They're like, I would like some bread, but you make me nervous.
Yeah. Well, right. Speaking of childhood shit like the Shredder.
Yeah.
I had this idea of, what's that toy? When you pull the
Mr.
string.
Mr. Bucket.
No, Mr. Bucket. Oh, Mr. Bucket.
Put your balls in his mouth or whatever.
Mr. Bucket. The toy where you pull the string and it's like the cow says.
Yeah, it's Speak and Spell. No, not Speak and Spell. What is that called? See and Say?
See and Say. Well, I had an idea for one that kind of made a sound for things that don't have a voice.
Like what?
I might have been high the other day. But
you might have been. I don't know. I could have been. It's a possibility.
But, for example, like the spider says.
So you just make like a CNC that when you pull the string, all it does is say the blank says and then doesn't play a sound.
But no.
Because that would be kind of funny.
No, it'd be like the spider says, and then you wait for it and say, nature sucks. I love houses. Or
is that what the spider says?
The vagina says, I guess.
Nice. The spider says, nature sucks.
The black
I love
guy
houses.
Says, sucker punch.
Wow.
I don't know.
But black guys don't have a voice?
No.
Oh,
man. And what was another one? The aborted fetus says... Nothing
Thanks.
At all.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thanks, asshole. But, stupid liberal. Yeah. Okay.
I think I was in my room dying just thinking of him. The black guy says, suck a punch. I would love that toy.
I like the spider best.
Yeah.
Especially because it seemed like you didn't know what you were going to say. The spider says,
I forgot.
Fuck nature. Houses. Oh man, where would spiders be without us?
That's
outside.
Yeah, they love it in here, man.
They'd be so screwed.
Oh,
just grass everywhere.
Yeah.
Any other ideas? I didn't exhaust your whole list, did I?
No. I have a lot of shit that comes into my head throughout the duration of an entire week.
Uh-huh.
Anything on your mind?
Oh man. Well, I talked about the fucking soap thing and my stupid Dell.
Yeah.
KJ Sisko has a new show.
Oh yeah.
I meant to get a clip to play. I might have a clip to play.
Okay.
But he's got a new show. His old show, you might have heard me talk about it. It was ending because the site he was using to host it, Gcast, was no longer accepting new submissions.
Yeah.
So it had to end. And I did a Google search like a, I don't know, a week later or whatever, or a few weeks later to find out if he was still around somewhere. And he has a new show called Operation Adult. And so it sounds like he's got like a theme, you know, like the old show is just kind of like our show in a way, in that he would just talk about whatever. But the new show, Operation Adult, seems like, you know, this is going to be about him trying to get his life together or something. You
it's
know,
it's going to be more serious,
almost like a reality show.
Yeah, like, sounds good. Yeah.
Well, it's not. It's actually it's worse than his old show.
Oh man!
Like in terms of content, there's less of it. Let me see if I can track this file down. Give me a second here. Hey, you looking for something to do with your boring, loathsome existence? Don't be an asshole. Join the goddamn forum. Go to ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum or click the link on the main page. Post your photos, post your stories. You got something you want us to talk about on the show? Post it in the motherfucking forum. Tired of spending your Friday nights alone? Get in the forum and make some new friends. ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. Don't make me tell you again. Okay, I found it.
All right.
So this is episode one. So I just thought I'd play this to show you how he introduces the whole concept.
Hello, my name is KJ Sisko. KJ Sisko. Sorry about that. There's something in my throat. But welcome to Operation Adult. We're going to explore this thing called adulthood. You may hear me talking to people, you may hear my end of phone conversations, and you may hear some harsh language. Who knows what you'll find on this journey that we call adulthood. So without further ado, here is Operation Adult.
Okay, so he's not lying when he says you may hear his end of phone conversations.
Yeah.
That is a lot of this new show is him on the phone, and all you can hear is him on the phone.
Yeah.
Like you'll hear him pick his phone up and his phone will make noises. He's on like a cell phone and he'll dial the number and then you'll hear him talking to somebody, but you have no idea what they're saying.
You can't see at first. It kind of sounds cool. Like maybe you can hear the whole conversation or something.
No, you hear his end.
Just him talking on the
just
phone.
Just his end.
That's fucking boring.
Yeah, I'm not going to play any more of that episode. But there's another episode that really kind of encapsulates what exactly this new show is like. That would be episode 3.
Well, that last episode was certainly interesting.
It wasn't,
now,
by the way.
Here's another episode, and I hope this will be interesting as well. Operation Adult continues to march forward. Who knows what we'll learn about this time? We'll just have to find out.
What are we gonna learn?
Ba-da-bum.
Ba-da-bum.
Whoops.
Okay, so far it's just him like dropping things. Come on. Anytime now. That's his phone. I think he must record this on a laptop because you can always hear those like mechanical bugs.
Yeah.
I think that's his laptop.
I'll just make this call here.
Okay. Gonna make a call.
Any fucking day now.
Of course it's closed.
I know he's blind, but wonderful. You know, I'm sure he could find a way to cut this down.
Yeah.
Rage for things, but that's not how it's gonna happen. Well, that is life. Sometimes things don't work out.
I think he was going to make a phone call, and now he's not. I know I'm talking over it, so maybe you think you're missing something, but you're not.
You don't want to look like a homeless person, especially when you have a home. It's not all that great. Gotta shave now, I guess.
Okay, he's got to shave.
It's the little things that we have to contend with. Oh, yes.
Life is rough. What's he going to do? He's not going to shave, like, on his show, is he? Okay, we're like 2.5 minutes in now, and he's done nothing.
Here we are.
All right, here we go. It's going to pick up now.
All right.
Doesn't sound good.
But... yeah, if you haven't put two and two together yet, that is his razor. Like his electric razor.
This is quality content.
He's shaving. Now, this is about 3 minutes and 20 seconds in. Let me jump ahead. Okay, now we're 5 minutes and 20 seconds in, and he's still shaving.
Oh, my God.
And I listened to this all before. Nothing happens.
Wow.
It's just him shaving. Every once in a while you hear da 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 da.
Oh my God.
Okay, now he's done. We're 6 minutes, almost 7 minutes
in. 7 minutes, wow.
And he's yawning.
Gonna try to call the school again to make my arrangements there.
Now he's going to call the school.
If at first you don't succeed, try again. I know that sounds very cliche, but there's a lot of truth in that statement.
Words of wisdom.
Yes, sir. So, here we go there.
All right.
So...
God damn, he even makes phone calls in slow motion. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Hello, is Kathy Coffey in? Could you transfer me to her voicemail? All right. Here we go.
It's going to leave a voicemail.
I'll leave a message, but that's all right. That is okay.
Go ahead. Do it.
Hello, this is Kevin Sisko. It is March 2nd. I am calling to let you know that I have some tests. I have a test that I would like to schedule for Monday. That is the 8th. Okay. That is Math 06 at 5 o'clock. And Wednesday, I have a midterm for music appreciation at 11:45. My number is 973-590-897.
Now, all right, I'm just going to stop it there because that's basically the end of it.
Yeah.
I guess he edited the last digit of his phone number out.
Yeah, it's not the full thing. Damn
so
it.
He's capable of editing.
So why doesn't he?
He just doesn't ever do it.
Yeah.
That is his show in a nutshell. That's basically every episode is kind of like that.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's fucking with us.
A little bit. It's god awful, man. It's almost surreal how bad it is.
Yeah, like
God damn it, Kevin.
It's almost like a subversive art piece. Like the point is that it's horrible and he's trying to see how people will react.
Yeah.
Edit your goddamn show. Jesus Christ. Kevin, you don't do a live show. It doesn't really matter if you can't keep talking at a steady, you know, fast stream, at a fast clip. You can just edit it.
Yeah.
You can just edit it down. Go in there and cut some of those big pauses out And don't do a show where you spend 5 minutes shaving.
Yeah, who's going to want to listen to that?
Who is your target audience? I mean, we don't really have a target audience, I guess. Our target audience is people who are like-minded, I suppose.
Yeah.
But our target audience is definitely not people who would want to listen to somebody shaving for 5 minutes.
Maybe it's just for himself. He doesn't give a shit who's listening.
Maybe not. And that's cool. I mean, if, you know, some people do that.
What's the point of putting it out there for people to listen to, you know?
I don't know. And he claims, like,
make any sense.
With his old show, he claimed to have like over 1,000 listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still not calling him a liar, but I bet this show is losing you some listeners. It almost has to be. At least the old show was him talking, and it still needed to be edited down. They were only 10 minutes at a time, but if you cut out all those pauses, they were probably like 3 minutes.
Yeah, Jesus.
And this show is the same. Is about the same length, but there's even less talking. It's incredible. I don't know what makes people think they can do a podcast, because if somebody told me our show sucked,
yeah,
fair enough. I mean, we're not great. We're not great. You know, we're not professionals. We do this very, it's a very amateur thing that we do. We're trying to get better, and I think we get better all the time, but we're not this bad. We're not talking into a laptop microphone with incredible like clicks and clacks and dropping shit and not saying anything.
We're at least attempting to put out some quality, you know.
Like, I knew I could talk.
Yeah.
That's the big thing. You have to be able to talk.
Yeah.
You have to be able to just, at the very least, you have to be able to prattle on about nothing at all. And he can't talk. Even when he knows what he wants to say, he can't spit words out of his mouth. At least not more than two at a time with like a 5 second gap between them.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe because he's blind, his sense of time is
because he different. can't see clocks.
So all that time is going by and nothing is said. Maybe he doesn't like figure it out, you know, like, wow, how long was that? I should stop.
Just edit your goddamn show. Just cut some of the pauses out.
Yeah.
And there are ways to reduce the background noise. Like, that's not the biggest deal in the world, but there are ways to reduce it. Even if you couldn't cut it out entirely, you could make it sound better.
Yeah, like, there's got to be simple programs out there that can do that kind of shit.
Speaking of background noise, fucking cats driving me crazy. You probably can't even hear the fucking cats, but I hear it in my headphones, and it's driving me nuts.
It's annoying, yeah, and I apologize for having cats.
No, I mean, the cats are nice. I like the cats.
It's pissing me off, too, yeah.
Normally, but this isn't the first time I've been just, like, God damn it, I just want to throw a cat through a wall.
Yeah, they'll be sleeping fine, and then all of a sudden they get up, and they're like, fuck, I'm up, and I'm noisy!
And cats are so dumb, they just attack, like... I guess they're, you know, they were predators once upon a time, and so they've still got that instinct, and they just attack everything. And
that makes noise.
It just makes, they love making noise, which is funny, too, because, like, you know, they love to bat around balls with jingle bells in them.
Yeah.
Because they make that jingly sound. It's so great. Would it really be a great thing if what they were attacking was making all kinds of noise, like in nature? Is that a good thing?
No.
I don't know. I wouldn't think so. It would just attract attention to you.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. While we're on the subject of other podcasts, the other day I got a message on Facebook from a guy who runs a podcast called The Cult of Personality Podcast.
All right.
And they wanted to trade promos with us. They wanted us to play their promo on our show, and I'd play we'd play theirs on our show, and they'd play ours on their show.
Okay.
I don't know what I said the first time, but anyway, they wanted to trade promos. So I went and I checked them out, and they don't have a website. I couldn't find their promos anywhere, so I guess I would have to have said, yes, let's trade promos, and then they'd give it to me,
okay,
like mail it to me or something.
Yeah.
But I listened to their show. They gave me a few episodes that they thought were like their best ones that they wanted me to check out.
Yeah.
And I did, and I don't know how to describe it. There's not anything really wrong with it. I mean, in format, like in terms of the format, it's a lot like ours.
Yeah.
It's just talking about whatever comes to mind. But I didn't like it. And I'm torn because I don't know how many listeners they have. I'm guessing since they don't have a website, probably less.
Yeah.
Or about the same as we do. But we're very small still in terms of like listener base. So on the one hand, any exposure is good exposure.
Yeah.
So if they played our promo, it would be good for us, even if only like three people ever heard it. On the other hand, I don't like the idea of associating ourselves with other shows that I don't think are that great.
That are balls deep and shit.
Yeah, well, they're not even that bad. I mean, it's not a horrible show or anything. It's just, yeah, I didn't like it. So I don't want to like associate ourselves with that show and then make it seem like, hey, we're best buddies or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know why you're feeling bad about this. It's totally okay. If you don't like another podcast, fuck them.
Well, I'd feel better about it if I hated it. You know, if I thought, this is the worst fucking thing I've ever heard. And then I'd play a clip of it on the show and make fun of it.
Yeah.
But it's not that bad. It's just like I just didn't like it.
I can understand, you know, if they're starting out and it sounds, you know, not that great. I mean, we didn't sound that great. And for all we know, people may think we don't sound that great now. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like quality of content, you know, just we're kind of hit or miss, you know, not everything's fucking awesome, but.
Well, shit, we've talked about how every episode, when it's over, I'm like, oh, worst episode ever.
Yeah.
And I usually change my mind later. But
there's nothing wrong with hearing something and not liking it and saying, fuck them, you know?
Yeah, I had two instincts. One was to say, fuck it, why not? Let's do it.
Yeah.
It'll get us out there just a little bit more. And the other instinct was to say, fuck them. And like I said, make fun of them and call them assholes.
Yeah.
Talk about how horrible they are. But neither one is really how I feel. Like I said, I just didn't really dig it. It was kind of boring. And it's a lot of like pop culture references, but pop culture references that I don't really find amusing.
Yeah.
Like they just would bring up old TV show. Like there was one episode where they were just listing off old TV shows.
Really?
That they remember.
Well, yeah.
I think it was supposed to be a list of like the all-time worst TV shows ever, but they were basically just saying, remember this old show? Remember the show Dinosaurs with that baby that would say, not the mama?
Yeah.
Good times.
Fantastic. Yeah.
And, you know, it just was boring to
me. It's just all about quality of content. And if you're starting off, okay, but it's still okay for someone to look at like us when we started off and say, you suck, you know?
Yeah.
Even now.
And there was one episode where they sat down and they were like, let's come up with a theme restaurant. And it didn't like come up in conversation. They said at the beginning of the show, later on, we will be coming up with a theme restaurant. And then when they got to that part of the show, they were like, okay, let's come up with a theme restaurant.
Yeah.
I think it should be a restaurant where blank. And it, okay, I'm all right.
Yeah, it just sounds like they're trying to fill time with stuff. Like, do you have any ideas for a show? I have this one and it sucks major balls. Let's do it. It's all I got. You
and
know,
they
it's
have
all we
nicknames
got, so.
For each other. Like, I can't tell. I think there might be three hosts or maybe even more.
Like radio there's, names or just nicknames?
Kind of. Like, there's one that they call Tumbleweed.
Okay.
And I think that may have been the guy that contacted me, except on Facebook it uses his real name, so I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And then there's another guy that they call Mr. Pibb.
Mr. Pibb, okay.
And then I think there's a third guy that actually goes by his name, although I'm not positive about that. I can't really tell.
Nothing wrong with that, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. I
wouldn't go by a nickname.
When we first started doing the show, like right before we started doing it, I think I remember asking you like if you wanted to go by something other than your name.
Yeah, and I didn't.
Ultimately, I think it's better that we decided to just use our names because I think that's kind of douchey. Like if we wanted to do it like some crappy morning radio show, like, welcome back to 12D2 The Squeeze. With Weasel and the Douche, you know?
What do you think, Douche?
Oh, Weasel, that's a crazy thing that just happened.
My name's Weasel.
Bicycle horn sounds. And
I just don't like that, yeah. I didn't want to be... I think, like I said, when we were thinking about that, it reminded me too much of morning radio, and I'm not a big fan of that aesthetic, like the way they present their shit. Some of it's funny, but... I just don't like that, and I didn't want to be like that, so.
I don't think I would have been able to come up with a good fake radio name anyway. Like, what would it possibly have been? Like,
what the fuck?
Like I said, Weasel and the Douche.
Yeah,
like,
Weasel and the Douche.
What would I, this is your host, Laserman. I don't know what and I could have possibly come up with.
George Washington Carver.
George Washington Carver. Gordon Weathersby. Yeah, I don't know. Is there anything else going on with you lately?
Well, I had another idea I was thinking about. I don't know if you ever did this, but like way back they had on Dig, like they were, and I think it was on the news, there was a way to access webcams
Oh, yeah, yeah.
People's webcams and shit.
You put in a certain thing on Google and they just give you a list of them.
Yeah, and you just click them and you can see, like, sometimes you'd be in someone's fucking room, you know?
Yeah, there was one I was watching and it was a bedroom with a bed and a tiny dog. And that was all it was this tiny dog running around a bedroom.
Yeah, I was on one and it was just looking at, like, a 30-story building of apartments, I guess. And someone was like moving the camera and I wasn't touching anything and they were like zooming in on windows and shit. It's creepy.
I have seen some of those, like the outside ones, and they have the controls where you can control them.
Yeah.
I've never had it where somebody else was doing it while I was looking at it, but I have moved them around myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I was looking at some cafe once.
Yep. And there was one I was in some print shop and I was moving it and the guy saw the camera moving and I think, I don't know what the fuck he was thinking. He just looked at it and looked back at his computer. But even in that instance, someone took over and I was like fighting with him, you know, but it was creepy. But with that, I was thinking about, you know, I've always wanted to start like a home business with a webcam in my room or in my apartment and people could pay to just watch me or do shit.
Watch you live your life.
Yeah. Just live or do crazy shit. I don't know. And pay me, you know. How cool would that be?
There have definitely been people who have done that, although I think you would be a lot more likely to make money if you were a chick.
Exactly.
And even more so if you were a hot chick.
Yeah. But if there were like gay men out there and they thought I was attractive, more probably not because I'm not very.
How much would a gay dude need to pay you to get you to jerk it on cam?
I'd probably do like...
$5?
No, like $1 a month. And they'd be like, that's a sweet fucking deal. And then see how many members I'd get. I don't know. It'd be free money. Like beer money.
Would you do the kind of shit that you do on your own anyway? Like put on a Halloween mask and take your shirt off and dance to Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
He does that anyway. And then he saves them and drunk. He plays them for Ollie later.
Yeah. Just drunk bullshit. Yeah. But I do have a laptop that has it's got a webcam.
So
and you have different
MacBook, right?
Yeah, MacBook, and it has the iCam effects, you know. There's different ones you can download. So I use those, you know, it makes my head look really big and my mouth very small.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. And I fuck around with it and make videos. But yeah, the whole idea. I know it'd be hard because I'm a guy, but I'm sure there's some sick fuck out there that would watch me and pay me.
Probably. I don't know if there would be enough of them for $1 a month to be worth it.
Yeah. But if it's too high,
a lot of people to do
nobody
it.
Would do it. So, but if it's a good deal, hey, maybe they will. Fucking cat.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, Kyle. What?
Cat's not even anywhere near the microphone. It just yelled. It just, meow.
I like that idea.
That's a great idea, right? Meow.
More toys for me to play with and piss Kyle off.
You know, the stupid thing about cats, too, is that you can buy them all the toys in the world, and they will play with them, but they would rather play with your shit. Like your stuff that is not a toy for a cat to play
That's
with.
True.
The stuff that you would want them to leave alone.
Yeah.
Like you could have the room littered with cat toys, and you could be sitting down trying to like write something on a piece of paper, and they will come and lay on the piece of paper or start attacking the corners of it.
That's true.
Fucking cats, man.
So... There are little retards, yeah.
I just want to kill
them. Never makes sense. Yeah, we buy, Ollie will bring home toys, and I hate cat toys, the ones that jingle. I fucking hate them. I don't care if we're recording. They're just annoying to me.
Yeah. Well, especially so, late at night, because cats,
yeah.
I don't know what a cat's normal, I guess they're kind of nocturnal.
Yeah.
And so they'll be up in the middle of the night, and they'll start playing with this fucking jingle ball.
Yeah,
and you're trying
too,
to sleep, and it doesn't matter if you're in the next room or not. You still hear
you
it.
You can hear it.
And for some reason, they'll bring it right to the door and start like banging it into the door, like trying to get it under the door.
Yeah. Hey, wake up. They're such assholes, man.
But a cat would rather play with my cigarette lighter than a cat toy. Like,
yeah.
If I leave it on a table, they'll come find it, knock it off the table, play with it for a while, and then get it like knocked underneath the refrigerator or something so that I can never
really
get it back.
Yeah.
There's probably like 12 lighters underneath the fridge.
There's got to be. Yeah, we bought how many packs of lighters? We don't know where they went.
I know.
Fucking cats. But yeah, that's my point. Like, she'll bring home toys, and they'll play with the fucking bag that she put the toys in from the store. They don't give a shit.
Yeah, they'd rather play with the plastic bag.
Yeah,
they'll get their head stuck through the handles and run around the room with it like a cape. They'd just rather play with the crinkly bag.
Damn.
What is it with them and things that crinkle, too? They love pieces of paper and plastic bags, paper bags, anything that they can climb in or that makes a crinkling noise.
I don't know.
They love cardboard boxes.
They love being assholes. They're like, they have no idea. They're just the biggest assholes. Like, this is loud, and this makes it louder, louder. I like this. It's loud. It's loud. I like this.
Aldi got him this, it's kind of like a cat tent. I don't know what else to call it.
Yeah, it's some fort.
It's like a few plastic tubes are like the frame of it, and then it's got, like, I don't know, nylon walls holes in it. And they like the thing, but what their favorite, it has a scratching post on it.
Yeah.
And their favorite thing to do is ignore the scratching post entirely and just scratch those nylon walls and like knock it over.
Yep.
And it just makes all kinds of noise, but they leave the scratching post alone.
And they always fuck it up and kind of take it apart, and then it's even more fun. Like, yeah, no, the now, point is to get in, and it's like fun, right?
Now they can knock the plastic tubes around the room.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they love everything but what it's intended for.
Yeah.
Orion, how do you feel about dolphins?
They're for the gays, but overall, I think I'd like to swim with a dolphin. I don't know.
You would swim with a dolphin?
Yeah.
Well, I was reading this article, and the article is called Why Dolphins Don't Like to Swim with Humans.
What?
Many of us would love to swim with dolphins, but it seems the aquatic mammals don't return the sentiment. British experts have found that wild dolphins are suffering at the hands of well-meaning tourists eager to dive in alongside them. A study of the bottlenose species living off the coast of Zanzibar found that animals were experiencing incredible stress from packed pleasure boats.
Hmm.
So basically, dolphins are pussies.
Yeah.
Like, they can't handle swimming with people.
If that's true, because it sounds like some bullshit, but, you know, they look like they're having fun. But if that's true and they're stressing out...
How do you measure a dolphin's stress levels?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, do they hook them up to heart monitors? Because that might be stressing them out. You know, they're swimming around with a little pack and, like, electrodes.
Yeah.
Fucking cats, I swear to God. I'm going to murder your cats. Orion's squirting them with a squirt bottle. It might sound mean, but it's kind of a necessary evil.
Oh, it's not mean at all. It's you mean when I kick him in the face.
Yeah.
For being an asshole.
If you have cats, especially more than one, you have to have a squirt bottle.
Yeah.
Just because otherwise, what are you going to do? Kick them?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're dicks. But anyway, like I said, how do you measure a dolphin's stress levels? I don't know, but I have to imagine that however you do it, that might be what's stressing them out.
Yeah.
I don't know why swimming with people would do it.
That doesn't make any sense.
Could you imagine how fucking stressed? Why aren't dolphins at SeaWorld having heart attacks every day? You know, if they're so fucking stressed just because people get in the water and swim with them.
This is horrible. Damn humans.
If I have to jump through one more goddamn hoop, my heart's going to explode.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never really wanted to swim with a dolphin.
Maybe they're having so much fun, they're just tiring themselves out. You know?
Maybe. According to this article, I'm not going to read any more of it, but apparently they're leaving. Like, if people keep swimming with these dolphins, they're going to leave. Which, again, I don't know how they know that unless they are leaving already.
Yeah.
If they're not leaving already, then what did you do? Ask them? Like... what are you guys going to do if we keep swimming with you? Well, we're going to have to fucking leave. I can't put up with this shit. I mean, I've put up with it for as long as I can. I'm getting sick of people swimming.
I'm sick of this shit.
I'm sick of your shit. I don't know. Like,
that's bullshit because fucking dogs, and dogs are smart to an extent, but dolphins, you know, in the hierarchy of mammals in general, like animals, they're pretty fucking smart.
Yeah.
And like dogs run around and love people, you know, they sit down and eat and shit, and they're fine. So why is this smart-ass dolphin having such a problem?
They don't like us.
Yeah.
They think we're dicks.
They're smarter than us, and they're, like, playing like we're...
Maybe.
We're
depending
nature's
on,
retards.
Depending on who you ask, dolphins are probably our closest match on Earth in terms of intelligence.
Hmm. I read that somewhere, too, yeah.
I do think it kind of depends on who you ask, but they're generally regarded as smart animals.
Yeah, but it's just, maybe they're treating us like retards. Like, if they could speak, they'd be like, all right, Jimmy, go over there and play with the retard. Not too long now, you'll stress yourself out.
What are people doing to these dolphins? Like, if it's just swimming next to them.
Yeah, maybe if they're dragging them around and they're like fucking fat ass tourists.
I could picture, you know, like some stupid tourist like grabbing onto the fin on the back and just riding along.
Yeah.
Maybe that's stressing them out.
That's gotta be. Because they do that. Like you go on a cruise and you can stop, you know, and swim with the dolphins.
A dolphin is not a toy.
Yeah.
And it's not a vehicle either. Like I got to get back to the boat, grab onto a dolphin, swim me back over there.
Whap.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they are. Maybe they're punching dolphins in the nose. I don't know.
I don't know. But if that's not the case, then they are pussies.
They are kind of pussies.
Fucking dolphins. And that's why they fit so well with the gay community. Like, dolphins.
Are dolphins a symbol of the gay community?
Well, close enough.
Are they?
I'm not. If I wore a dolphin shirt, you would call me gay.
Would I?
Well, hey, you think it.
What's with that faggot shirt, faggot?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure most people would think that.
Huh. I guess it depends on what the dolphin...
I would think like, it. Like, if you came home with a dolphin shirt, I'd be like, whoa, buddy.
Really? I guess it would depend on what the dolphin shirt looked like. If it was just like a shirt with a dolphin on it, I don't think I would think gay automatically.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's those paintings that guy did way back in the day. If you ever had like a Trapper Keeper and you bought the folders and they had the like dolphins and the whales and shit.
The those almost are the like gayest. Hyper real... Like, they're sort of realistic, but not exactly. It's all airbrushed and...
I had some, and kids called me gay, so maybe that's why.
Really? Well, I think those are usually for girls. That might be why they called you gay.
Yeah, they
like,
did.
If the shirt I was wearing with a dolphin on it was like a belly shirt, then sure. Or it was all covered in sparkly glitter.
This is magical, and it excites me, but when I was a kid, I went out to get the mail, and I was like 6 years old, and there was a shirt just hanging on our mailbox. It was kind of dirty, and it had a unicorn on it, and I was like, and it was sleeveless. So badass. So I brought it in, my mom washed it, and I wore it to school the next day. Big fucking mistake.
What a weirdo.
And gay wasn't even around then. Like, you're gay, you know? Like, maybe, I don't even think like, people were piercing their right ear or some shit, you know, or even piercing their ears and being called gay. But I was called gay.
Uh-huh.
Or something along the lines. I don't know. But
wow, what a
I thought
faggot.
It was awesome.
I think dolphins maybe need better PR.
Yeah.
Like, dolphins need an image adjustment.
Maybe.
Well, somehow we need to make dolphins badass.
Yeah.
I don't know how you would do that, though, because even though I don't associate dolphins with gay.
Yeah.
I do associate dolphins with not badass.
Yeah, like a shark, you know, with the teeth and they're like, yeah. Yeah, dolphins, they're just so happy and like, they're kind of like hippies of the world.
Yeah. I saw something the other day. It was a movie poster. It was on Dig, I think.
Yeah.
And it was for an old movie from like the 70s where this guy, and it's a real thing, I guess.
Yeah.
And this guy trained a bunch of dolphins. Not a real thing, as in like a real true story, but a real movie. And this guy trained a bunch of dolphins to be assassins.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's badass.
And sent them after the president or something.
Oh, my God.
So that's badass. Maybe dolphins used to be badass.
I can't picture that as badass.
You can't picture that as badass?
That movie, like, he's such a badass with his dolphin assassin.
You don't think a dolphin assassin is badass?
No, man. I can't.
I bet you would think it was badass if you were being dolphin assassinated.
Maybe. But if dolphins, if they are stressing out, I mean, why? Like, their fucking life is so hard. What do they do all day? Like, what is your job description? You know, I work all day. What do? Survive.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I guess, and what's the bottom line here? If we don't stop swimming with the dolphins, they'll leave.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of ocean out there. I mean, what's the problem?
That's a good point.
Well, then we can't sell all these tickets to people or however they're charging to swim with the dolphins.
Yeah.
Well, you just said we shouldn't do that anyway.
Yeah.
So what's the problem?
You got to find something else.
If we have to stop swimming with the dolphins or they'll leave, but the reason we can't stop swimming with the dolphins is, but the reason we don't want them to leave is so we can swim with the dolphins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then what do you do?
Yeah.
There's no solution to this problem.
We got to ride something.
So just keep swimming with them until they leave.
Yeah.
And then maybe you can swim with manatees.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I don't know.
I don't know if there are manatees in that area. Manatees are fucked up.
Yeah.
They're like, I've heard before that like, it's thought that maybe old stories of mermaids were people mistaking manatees for mermaids. What an ugly fucking mermaid. Like, I would not want to hang out with that
mermaid.
What
kind of women were walking around?
I know.
Whoa.
I know at some point in the past, like, it was almost more attractive to be fat.
Yeah.
Because people considered that a sign of higher social status. Because if you had more money, you could eat more and you'd be fatter.
Yeah.
So maybe they thought these were like fat ass mermaids and they were like, that shit is hot, yo. That mermaid must be loaded. I'm going to be set for life if I score with that fish ass. I've never understood the appeal of mermaids in terms of sexiness anyway, because like the half you would want to have sex with is all fish.
Yeah, God.
So some kind of horny pervert sailor decided that they were sexy and everybody else agreed? I don't know. I think it's generally understood that mermaids are supposed to be kind of sexy.
Yeah, yeah. You ever have that friend back in the day that thought the Little Mermaid was sexy?
She's kind of hot when she got her legs.
Mm,
for a cartoon character.
I never felt that way.
Do you want to punch her because she was a redhead?
No.
Fucking bitch, I know if you were real, you'd be covered in freckles. I hate you.
Yeah, I never got into the cartoon. Like, I never got
into... Well, I wasn't really into cartoon chicks either. I'm just saying, for a cartoon chick, she's sort of hot when she got her legs.
Fair enough. All right.
I wasn't like, God damn, if only people could be cartoons so I could fuck them.
Because they're not really real and they'd probably like me.
Yeah, even man.
That kind of shit. But anyways.
So, about my soul selling?
Yes. How's that going?
It's going. I've had a couple of bids.
Yep.
I think three total, maybe four.
Yeah.
Only most of them weren't real.
Yeah,
because they were like bidding English pennies.
Yeah.
Which is less than a cent. So that's, I couldn't even collect if I wanted to.
That's not cool, yeah.
But I did get a $30 bid. That's kind of
amazing.
Cool.
That's awesome, yeah.
I went on a Christian forum and like kind of tried to, I guess, troll them by posting about my soul selling. And it ended up with like a four-page thread of people debating like what the morality of me selling my soul was. And there was at least one person who was trying to convince me that I wasn't selling my soul. Because your soul is your personality. It's like what makes you a person. It's like your personality and your will and blah, blah, blah. It's not a thing you can sell. And that if I tried to sell my soul, I would be essentially selling myself into slavery.
Okay.
But I think that is, even if that is like the biblical definition of the soul, I don't think that's the commonly understood definition. Like when somebody says, I'm going to sell my soul to the devil, or so-and-so sold their soul to the devil.
Yeah.
I don't think they mean they sold themselves into slavery, because the whole point in selling your soul to the devil, it's usually a cautionary tale, like the devil promises you wealth.
Yeah.
You sell your soul to the devil, you get wealth, and then something bad happens anyway.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean like you become a slave, you've got all this money, but you can't do anything with it because you're a slave.
Yeah.
So, whatever, either way, I mean, I don't really care. I'm selling my soul.
Four pages, though, man.
Yeah, no, that's four pages cool. Of people. Like, there was at least one guy who was a Christian who said that I'd probably do better selling holy water. And I said, yeah, you're probably right, because you can't kill vampires with my soul. Fucking cats.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, no, there's some cat fucking going on.
Oh, no.
Look behind you. Cat rape. Cat on cat rape.
Not good.
We do not need any kittens.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Solved with a squirt bottle.
Yes. And later a kick in the face.
Yeah.
And balls.
But hey, if you haven't checked out the forums, you should get in there. You can buy a soul.
Yeah.
And I barely used it.
And of all things, it's Kyle's soul.
That's right. I'm an internet celebrity.
Yeah.
Tens of people know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty good.
So get on that.
Are there random pieces of paper on the floor? What the fuck is happening? It's more cat rape.
Jesus Christ.
This is driving me crazy. It sounds like the cats are made of paper. Like, I don't see any paper, but all I hear is rustling paper. Like,
I have no idea.
And then I look behind me and there's two cats fucking.
I don't know
what the hell's going on.
We got to wrap this up so I can kick some cat ass. Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Asshole.
Put a cat in the oven.
I will.
Okay. Just don't turn it on. Just leave them in there. This is time out.
All right. Hilarious.
I guess we can wrap this up.
All right.
So, As always, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
You can also email Aldi, if you want to, at aldi@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Yes.
I don't know if I made that clear before, but she does have an I Just Had a Terrible Thought email now.
Yep.
And you can send us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
You can become a fan on the Facebook page and suggest us to your friends, which I would very much appreciate it if you would do that. I would also appreciate it if you would, if you have the chance and you're on Twitter or Facebook or whatever and you're listening to the show, just make a little post real quick like, hey, I'm listening to I Just Had a Terrible Thought. IJustHadATerribleThought.com. And then people will see that and they'll go, hey, what the fuck is this? Ah, I should check it out. And yeah. Then maybe they'll hate it and they won't listen, but maybe they'll like it.
They'll make us very happy.
What else? Well, there's the Twitter. I just mentioned that.
Yeah.
I do want to start updating that more instead of just saying, here's an episode, but I don't know what to talk about because it's like, had a waffle.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
That's what people Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really have shit to, and I feel like if I tweet everything, then I won't have anything to talk about on the show. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like if I was like, oh, my fucking Dell, and I'm having all this trouble with my stupid computer, then when I come and talk about it on the show, you already read it all.
Yeah, that's boring.
But I do want to start updating that more, so we'll see.
Well, at least it'll be there, so if something really cool comes along, you can kind of hint like, whoa, something crazy happened, like I drove by this crazy castle.
Right, right. Well, and it is a good way. If you, if you're not subscribed, which you should be, you can subscribe in iTunes, you can subscribe in any kind of RSS feed reader. You can subscribe anyway, and you should if you want to keep track of when the episodes come out. But if you don't want to do that for some reason, and you have a Twitter or you have Facebook, you can find out that way. Like every time a new episode comes out, I post, hey, here's the new episode.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a good way to figure out when the shows come out.
Always a plus.
What else? Am I forgetting anything?
That should do it.
The forums, obviously. I mentioned that already. Yeah. Oh, donate. Nobody's been donating lately, which is cool. I understand.
It's all
right. It's your money. You do what you want with it. But, you know, it'd be better if it was my money.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be helpful. Fucking cats.
Paper cats.
I want to eat them. Okay. anything else?
That should do it. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll check you next week.
Peace out, motherfucker.